And good afternoon, Tracy Morgan with you as we continue our extended news at noon. On the phone with me right now is Jordan Grady. And if you follow Jordan, you see him a lot online because he is with the Butler County Chamber, and he's been visiting many businesses as we've been going through all of this. And so, Jordan, I appreciate you joining me for a few minutes. Thank you for your time.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for thinking of me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's start with the businesses, because I know we have a few things to talk about. I know the Chamber's office moved and you have coffee clubs and meetings and all of that. But let's talk about the businesses that you have been visiting. What is your take on going green and folks trying to get back to a regular schedule?
It's very positive to see us transition from yellow to green, and I think we're taking steps in the right direction to, kind of end this emergency declaration and kind of get back into the non-pandemic stages of life here in Western Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania in general. I've been visiting all of our member restaurants, especially in the hospitality and tourism region, and a lot of them have done a fantastic job kind of changing and adapting to the guidelines and the new way to do things in that industry. I'm seeing a lot of creative methods, whether it's limiting your menus to only top sellers or reinventing yourself in the digital world on the social media platforms. I've just seen a lot of creativity around here in Butler County.
What are they expressing to you? Are they expressing excitement? Are they expressing concern? Or just a little bit of both? Is there a mix there that they have to work through?
Yeah, there's definitely a mix. For the longest time, and I'm speaking towards, mainly restaurants here, for the longest time they had to do the takeout and delivery, and a lot of the restaurants here locally didn't already have the delivery thing in place, so they had to, jump right into action and try to, upgrade their system of curbside pickup or actual delivery. They are excited that they can have people dining in, even though it's at 50% capacity. But there's also a sense of nervousness, because a lot of restaurants, they need that 100% occupancy to profit. The thought is you get out, you support these local restaurants. If you're on social media, you post it, and the hopes is that other people see that you're not afraid to dine in and visit these places, and they get more customers. But there is definitely a good mix of both excitement because we're in the green and people can come back in, but also some nervousness on their end because, they really need to be operating at 100% occupancy.
I know the Chamber does a great job in having a great relationship with their members. Right now, by you posting on social media, like you're suggesting other people do as well and restaurants do as well, but by you doing that, is that the way the Chamber can help right now, or are there other ways that the Butler County Chamber are helping restaurants to be able to survive and continue to thrive?
So there's a couple things. Obviously, I encourage, and a lot of the restaurants have done a good job of this, but I encourage you members of the community to do the same. When you go to a place, whether it be takeout or dine-in, post it. Let people know how your experience was. That social media is a very powerful free marketing tool for them. And when this started, our role as the Chamber, we kind of had a process too. It started with, paycheck protection help. Then it kind of transitioned to, well, can you help me with my unemployment claims? And now I see our Chamber's role as kind of hosting events and meetings to get back to business as usual. I want to provide opportunities for people to come to after hours, to visit restaurants, to visit golf courses, in-person networking. So now that we're kind of transitioning through all this, I believe our role as a Chamber of Commerce here in Butler County is going to be to kind of spread awareness that it is okay to come back out and interact people. We're going to do it safely. We're going to follow the rules just like everyone else. But I do believe that our role going forward is to provide those in-person opportunities.
And Jordan, I'm glad that you mentioned the golf courses, because even though our primary focus for the past couple of minutes has been restaurants, there are many businesses that are a part of the Butler County Chamber, and not only golf courses, but what other businesses are a part of the chamber?
So we have all types of businesses. We have banks, you know, all types of financial institutions, hotels, restaurants, manufacturers, nonprofits, transportation. We have a really wide range of businesses in our membership. I'm still trying to figure out how I can help some of the other larger industries. And one of the things we've been doing is throughout this quarantine, I have kind of learned a video editing software. So I've trying to figure out how can I help the manufacturers, the other larger businesses where an individual customer can't walk in and really support them. They're more in the B2B space. So I've been emailing and contacting all of those businesses that may not help, offering to come shoot a video for them that they can use on their platforms to kind of let people know this is how we're conducting business now, being safe, we're following guidelines along that lines. So that's what I've tried to do for the industries where, you know, an individual customer, they don't deal directly to the consumer. They're in the B2B space. So I really am trying to help all of our members.
I want to ask you how you're hosting events. That's something you mentioned just a moment ago. I know you have your coffee clubs. First of all, talk about what events you are able to hold, and then we'll go through how that's all working.
Yeah, so you know, we're following the CDC recommended guidelines for events. So if we're doing an inside event, we have to have a max of 250 or 50% of the occupancy, whichever one makes sense there. So we are following those guidelines. You know, masks are no longer required, although we still strongly recommend you wear them. The coffee club is at only one location right now, and that's at the Spring Hill Suites in the city of Butler. And it's a very large space, so it does allow for people to kind of keep their distance and also talk about how they're dealing with business now through this pandemic. But starting here in the next 2 weeks, we do have an after hours coming. It's at the Slippery Rock Events Center and Golf Club. They're newer owners, so we're happy to help them with this. You know, it's on June 23rd, and it's going to be a hybrid model. So they have an outdoor space, but they also have an indoor space. So plenty of space to keep your distance. They put a lot of money in there. They've hired an executive chef. They're going to do appetizers for free. They're going to offer discounted golf rates, things along that line. Again, just going along with, you know, our role as a chamber is to provide these opportunities and encourage people to get back out and do face-to-face events. I believe that'll help the county as a whole. We have a couple coming up in August. We have the meet and move luncheons, which is kind of like speed dating for business. And then, of course, like many others, we will do a golf outing at the end of August. So, you know, I'm trying to stay on top of it. When there's a webinar regarding events, a webinar regarding, you know, PPP forgiveness now, there's been a couple webinars on this new state funding that's just got announced. I've got to make sure that we're educated, so when we have questions, we can answer them and kind of help these business owners and executives through these times.
And that's something that I'm curious about in how you're having these events, but still staying socially distanced. I understand the masks or no masks, and that's an option. I understand that. But how do you do that? How do you keep your distance safely? I know you're limiting the number of people, but it's hard when you're networking because, well, you'd have to explain if it's hard or not right now. But when you're networking, you always want to extend your hand or say, hey, or give somebody a hug. Or, you know, I mean, there's always that interpersonal communication, that connection. And it's all of a sudden you have to think twice about that.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge. Coffee clubs, you know, it's a smaller event, so it's much easier. I think on the 23rd out of the Flip-Rock Golf Course, I think that'll be pretty interesting to see how that one will go. Obviously, we encourage individuals to stay 6 feet apart. You know, we put hand sanitizers out. We post signs about the recommended guidelines to follow. But I'm also not going to, you know, run around and police everyone, you know. So although we're encouraging social distancing and the mask and the hand sanitizer and all that's out, when you come to an event, you need to know that it is you're coming at your own risk, and that we are doing everything that's recommended to us to keep you safe. And we really just need you to do we need you to do your part to ensure that these guidelines are followed and that they work, you know.
Jordan Grady with the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. Before I let you go, I want you to talk about your office. You moved offices, didn't you?
Yes. So we moved from the Next Tier Center. We are now moving back down to the Pullman Business Park with the CDC of Butler County. It's the Community Development Corporation. You know, years ago, the chamber used to be in that same office with the CDC, and we do a lot of things together, and we are the two of the lead economic development entities here in the county, so it just made sense for us to partner back up, and that allows us to share resources and expenses, and it's just good all the way around. Now we'll do even more things together, and it'll really help aid in the building back of the Butler County economy.
Jordan, before I do let you go, I know I just said I'd let you go, but I'm going to squeeze in one more question. I typically do that. Just any final thoughts you want to leave with us today as businesses and getting back to whatever normal means is top of mind for many. You're in that business. You're there to help businesses be able to thrive. So any final thoughts today?
Yeah, I just encourage any of our members to give me a call. I've been providing my personal cell phone number through email blasts and other communications. I just want them to know that they can call me. If they're not comfortable with calling me, they can text me, email me, whatever way. I just want them to know that we're here to help them in any way we can. You know, we're going to be here and we're going to, you know, push and lead the drive for, you know, helping the economy through these times and then growing through it and becoming stronger than ever.
Well, Jordan, you've been doing a great job. We see you online quite a bit, so thank you for all you do, and we appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.